The Osgood Files, sponsored by the National Pest Management Association. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. NASA's Phoenix Mars probe continues to dig, looking for conclusive evidence of ice. But we know what scientists would really like to find, don't we? More after this from Charlie. Last week, the Phoenix Mars probe uncovered something that sparkled, then disappeared. And the guess is that it was ice, which was exposed by the lander's little shovel and then evaporated. If it was ice, that's big news because here on Earth, things can live in ice. In fact, here on Earth, strange life forms can pop up anywhere. Next to volcanic sea vents at the bottom of the ocean, near hot springs, in deserts, in that pizza from last week. And if life can live in these extreme places on Earth, why wouldn't it pop up on Mars? So far, the test oven aboard the Phoenix hasn't detected any water, never mind microscopic Martians, but scientists hope at least to get an ingredient list of the contents of the Martian soil to see if the building blocks might be there. Seth Shostak, who's an astronomer at the SETI Institute, which searches for extraterrestrial life and which hasn't found any so far, expects that if there is a living organism on Mars, it'll be similar to the more extreme life forms turning up here on Earth, microbes in strange shapes that have evolved to live without sunlight, perhaps living just below the surface to escape the lethal radiation bombardment, or similar to the microbes found trapped in glaciers here on Earth. In fact, 3 years ago, NASA researchers were able to revive bacteria that had apparently lain dormant for 32,000 years in a frozen pond in central Alaska. Scientists at Penn State revived a bacteria that had been trapped for 120,000 years in a Greenland glacier with almost no oxygen. My only concern is that, well, I've seen this before in the movies, you know.
Mommy! Daddy! I found something!
And it just doesn't turn out well.
What the hell was that?
Of course, if something does come to life in those little ovens, that'll be Mars's problem, won't it? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, June 23rd, 2008.